This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Among the many town meeting items to appear on local ballots this year, there's one in Derby that will be watched closely, not just by Vermonters in that town, but also by a lot of people in Quebec. Joining me now to explain why a non-binding referendum on whether to allow an expansion of Vermont's only landfill is a big deal here and across the border is Robin Smith, a reporter for the Orleans County Record and the Caledonian Record. Robin, great to speak with you again.
Glad to be here.
What is the question appearing before voters in Derby regarding expansion of the Coventry landfill?
It's a petition by voters to have the town of Derby oppose the expansion of the state's only operating landfill, which is in Coventry.
So if voters say yes to this question, that means they are opposing the expansion of that landfill. I'm curious about where we are in this process, Robin, because the results of this vote, as I said at the top, are non-binding. So if Casella Waste System wants to go ahead and expand this landfill, can they do so?
They have to wait until they receive an Act 250 permit amendment from the Regional District 7 Environmental Commission. And that commission is waiting for feedback from friends of the commission, parties of the hearing that they reopened recently, to see what other people think should be conditions in any upgrade to their ongoing operational permit.
Well, as you mentioned, this is the only landfill in the state of Vermont. Why does Casella want to expand it?
They have space for another 51 acres of landfill cells, meaning that's what they would open up the ground, put in the double liners, and then fill it full of the waste in different cells. And that would add 10 years to the landfill's ability to take more garbage, plus the current 3 years they have left to operate under their current permit.
Casella says they can operate the landfill like it is for another 3 years, but that's not a very long window. What do they say happens after that three-year period if they don't expand?
Well, if they're not allowed to expand, then the landfill, there is a procedure for closing it up. They cap it. They continue to drain what's called leachate from within the liners as the garbage inside decomposes it, produces liquid that gets taken out. This is the issue that has people upset about the landfill. They don't want to see it. They don't want to smell it. But they're really worried about where this leachate is being treated. Currently, it's treated at several wastewater treatment plants, including in Newport, which then drains into the Lake Memphremagog. And that's where the Quebecers get upset, because nearly 200,000 people in Quebec get their drinking water from Lake Memphremagog, which is mostly in Quebec.
Well, I can understand their concern, but the other thing I'm curious about is, as you say, if the landfill gets capped, where does then Vermont put all its garbage?
Well, like anyone else, we can hope they don't put it on a barge floating around in the Hudson River, but no, it'll have to go out of state. That means that our garbage pickup fees are going to cost more if it can't be treated and handled and buried in Vermont. The problem that everybody is quite upset about is the presence of chemicals that may have some health issues, the kind that caused a great deal of problems in Bennington and the states looking for in schools.
The PFOA stuff.
Exactly. It has been found in the landfill leachate, and the wastewater treatment plants aren't really set up to deal with that. We're talking parts per trillion, the difference between not being able to find it at all and what's allowed by the state. It's like 20 parts per trillion in drinking water. I mean, it's so small an amount, but it's such a big deal that that has the state and Casella looking for ways to better treat this leachate.
The city council in the town of Newport, which is nearby to Derby, voted not to put two related non-binding referenda questions on the city's ballot. Why is Newport not doing so?
They want to work with Casella to find a way to better treat the leachate. Having this extra liquid come in, it makes the plant operate better. So they don't want to stop receiving the leachate. They want to work with Casella to find a way to treat it properly, either at the plant or at the landfill. They basically said it's a confusing issue and they don't want it on the city town meeting ballot.
It'd be interesting to see then what that decision is with the Act 250 permit come March, and we'll follow your reporting on that. Robin Smith is a reporter with the Caledonian Record and the Orleans County Record. Thank you so much for the time, Robin.
You're welcome, and stay tuned.